How are you doing today, Henry?
Very good, Mike. How about you?
We are hanging, getting ready for the big show at the Red Bluff Roundup on Saturday night, and we're looking forward to having you out here. You said you were doing Facebook. Are you pretty big in the Facebook and the Twitter and the MySpace and all that stuff?
I've been doing it for a while. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit on the burned out side, but I still enjoy it. I've run into a lot of people I haven't heard from in years, but then it gets a little bit, it's a time consumer. It just sucks you under.
I know. The next thing you know, 4 hours has gone by.
I know, and you're making pretty much a ninny of yourself, so I don't know.
Well, I won't tell anybody if you don't tell anybody. I do the same darn thing. So what has Blackhawk been up to these days?
Well, you know, a lot. We've been in the studio recording a new studio record. You know, I was sitting in the studio one day here a couple weeks back, and it occurred to me that Blackhawk has not had new music out since 2002.
Oh, my.
We had a record that was somewhat politically malaligned. It never really got much of a shove. It was a good record called Spirit Dancer.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
And that's the last record we had out. So it's been like 8 years since the band has had a record out, and that is criminal.
Time to get off Facebook, Henry, and get in the studio.
Exactly. You know, Dave had left the group to kind of pursue his songwriting, and he wanted to cut a solo record.
Sure.
And so I kind of woke up one day, and I said, well, this is ridiculous. Now, I will say in our defense, we had a couple record deals with independent labels that kind of left us standing at the altar in 05 and 06.
Sometimes those record companies will do that to you.
Well, they did. Not to point fingers or blame anyone, but it wasted our time.
Yeah.
So I went through all of my songs and things that David and I had written and other things I'd written with people. So I put this really classic new Blackhawk record together, and we're about two-thirds of the way through it. I'm working on it today, and when I get it done, we're going to work up some new material, take it out on the road, release music to radio, and do the deal. I was embarrassed, though. It's been so long. I mean, if you want to kill a career, by all means, don't do anything.
So do we have sort of a little timetable as to when we can kind of expect to see some of the new music and the album out?
I should be musically done with the record by the end of this month.
Okay.
I think to have a single out probably by August at the latest.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to that. I want to ask you real quick about the other original member of the Blackhawk band, Van Stevenson. And, of course, he passed away, I guess it was about 10 years ago, right?
That's right.
And at the time, there was a Van Stevenson fund. Is that still going on? And if so, what's the deal with that?
It is. This year, we're going to try and make another presentation at Vanderbilt. But, yes, that's still going on. I have a new T-shirt this year with Van's image on that I'm selling. We're going to do some fan dinners, sponsored dinners, and we do in connection with shows that we do. So, yeah, we're still in the Van Stevenson Memorial Cancer Research Fund business. And if anybody wants to help us out with it, they can always go to the website, the blackhawklive.com, and there's some information there.
Fantastic. Well, Henry, thank you so much for taking a little time with us this morning. Looking forward to the show at the Red Bluff Roundup on Saturday night. By the way, I should mention, it seems to me I saw you guys, I want to say you were in the Chico area, about the time 2002-ish, right in there, I think, possibly. And I can honestly say you guys put on a whale of a show, man. It's great stuff.
Oh, it's a great band. We're going to have a great time. We're very excited to get out to California and see you guys, and we're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Henry, and we'll see you Saturday night, man.
All right, Mike.